the David Bowie biopic.
Blog Talk Radio.
Variety reports the first ever film about the music legend's life may be screened at the Cannes Film Festival in May. A worldwide release through HBO will likely have to wait until early 2023. That's about 5 years after director Brett Morgan began work on the project. No theatrical release has been announced. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
For 35 years, Donie Coe Pet Clinic has provided comprehensive care for the animals of people in need. Funded by donations and powered by volunteers, Donie Coe Pet Clinic keeps overhead to a minimum to ensure healing is at a maximum. Please join Team Donie Coe and make a difference in the lives of people and their animals. Volunteer or donate today. Donie Coe Pet Clinic. Log into DonieCoe.org. That's DonieCoe.org.
And let's go ahead and take a look now to alternative talk weather outlook for Thursday. Well, we'll see some rain and then turning to mixed rain and snow showers for the first part of the morning. But don't worry, it won't hang around long. As those temperatures warm up to about 49-50, the rain will subside, and we'll see partly sunny skies later on this afternoon. High temperatures again around 50. Tonight, clouds with a slight chance of rain showers still hanging around. Low temperatures dropping back down to about 37. For Friday, clouds and light rain expected yet again. High temperatures around 52. Partly cloudy skies for Friday night. Lows down to about 37. The weekend, clouds and rain for Saturday. Highs around 50 with partly sunny skies and highs around 55 for Sunday.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat McSilly and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to uncover, develop, and celebrate the greatest you you can be. Welcome to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Sabrina is a holistic health and wellness advocate, consultant, encourager, and therapist, here to help you dive into self-care so you can be your own greatest advocate. Could you use a little direction? Sabrina takes a holistic, multifaceted approach. No part of your well-being is left behind. We all want to feel healthy, happy, and whole. So let's get to it. The Live the Good Life Show starts now.
Hi, everybody. Welcome. My name is Sabrina Wright, and I'm your host today. And I just want to thank you for tuning in. I want to thank the Dr. Pat Show. And I also want to thank Dr. Pat for the opportunity that we have today to be together. I am super excited about our guest today. And before I introduce her, if you're not familiar with me, I just want to give you just a little tidbit of information. I'm a wellness advocate and speaker. I am a chronic pain educator and mentor, and I also am a body worker. My, if you want to contact me, you can go to my website. It's www.therighthbalance.com. And I'm offering a free clarity call. Check it out. But today, what's really super exciting is my guest and what we're going to be talking about today. My guest is Lisa Wynn Salvatore. And let me tell you a little bit about Lisa. Lisa is nationally licensed and certified in the field of alternative wellness management. She's fused together formal studies of nutrition and allied health sciences with energy healing, applied kinesiology, somatic releases, physiognomy, aromatherapy, massage therapy, meditation, and aesthetics. Lisa's passion is for well-being extends not only to humans, but also into the animal world as well. She's impassioned about saving Indian elephants. As the alternative wellness advocate for Wildlife SOS, this is a conservation nonprofit, Lisa has traveled to India to work with these amazing sentient beings. Lisa's also a formulator of Pure Pits organic deodorant produced by her all-woman-run company, Purely Lisa LLC. Lisa, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, Sabrina. Honored to be here.
I'm super excited because this first hour, well, okay, so this is a bonus day. I don't know if everybody knows this, but this is a bonus day. We get to talk to Lisa for 2 hours. And this first hour, we're going to be talking about meditation, mindfulness, how to cultivate stillness, and manifesting the life that you seek. So as an alternative wellness advocate and meditation mentor and life coach, give us a background of alternative wellness and how that works and how you work with it in nutrition, overall health, and well-being.
Sure. Well, I started out in this at a very young age, influenced by my beautiful mother. And I guess she always knew I beat to a different drum. She was giving me books of Wayne Dyer and, The Secret Life of Plants and when I was in ninth grade. So it all began at a very, very young age for me. So it was sort of like I started off in aesthetics, and it was like peeling back the layers of an onion, and I just went deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into all of the things that you mentioned. And then put them all, that whole culmination together. And that's when I really came out with my embodiedandembrace.com website and put it in a collaboration of work. So I really, my passion really is just being able to utilize powerful and intuitive types of questions to really help people go beyond and transcend to what their deepest yearnings are. And we'll start that really with what I believe is one of the most important things, and that is mindfulness, meditation, and stillness, especially in the world that we have today. I feel it's really
true. Well, Lisa, how does meditation change your life? Because I would imagine that's really, it's the experiences that you've had that you know how powerful it is.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was about 11 years ago prior to me even really getting certified as a teacher at the McLean Meditation Institute in Sedona. And it's such a wonderful program. But prior to that, I had incurred some tough personal life. My father had passed away. There was a lot going on. And I thought, the best way for me to really navigate these times was to go inward. And I really do feel that going inward is the only way out. Many times there are people who, there are some people that can't meditate. If there's mental challenges in the brain and so on and so forth, but we can still give them things that will be meditative for them, whether that's using some sort of tool to allow them to have their own creative expression. So for me, it's really about, really, what is meditation? It just refers to modern and ancient techniques and practices that settle the nervous system and train the brain to be more focused, more engaged, less reactive, more responsive. And really, the origins are just from yoga, which means to yoke or to join. And so we're going to join our awareness to everything that we do in life. And this really creates a much more mindful, centered, focused life. And so for me, that's where a lot of it began, was about 11 years ago.
So would you say that everybody really can benefit from a practice of meditation?
No doubt. Absolutely. I have seen profound transformations. In fact, I think it's probably my greatest passion is been helping people and serving people in a way that you can visibly and it also there's a tactile sense to it, to a feeling when you witness somebody make this transition. Now, during that transition, it could be something that's traumatic or something really exciting or whatever it is. To watch people after they've been sitting in a meditation and open their eyes is just a beautiful thing, because you can see and feel that transformation happening right there before your eyes. And there's a great, great joy in that for me.
So can you break it down a little bit more?
Sure. So we've gotten to really what is meditation. So why do we meditate? Let's go with that. We meditate to do things like relieve insomnia or helping to transition through difficult times like what I went through, reducing stress or finding wellness, gaining a deep understanding of your own and others' emotions, and that's what's really important too. You know, that's where it also increases your mental focus and your capabilities for making better decisions, and eventually just leads you to a more soul-centered life, really. And it's a training as well. It's a training that can alter our brains, and we'll go into a little bit about that, neuroplasticity. But getting back to that, so those are just a few of the things that it happens as to really why we meditate. But then we have to go into the misconceptions right away, because that's something I think that the first thing many people do say is that, oh, I can't meditate. And we ask, why is that? Well, because I think too much. And that's precisely why we want to meditate even more, because it doesn't matter. The brain is designed to have anywhere from 60,000 to 100,000 thoughts a day. So it's not about really, there's chatter going on sometimes for me with meditation still. So it's really, how are we responding to that? It's something about, you and I have spoken once before about watching the storm. We can't stop the storm, but what we can do is we can acknowledge and allow that the storm is happening and how we're going to sit through that until the storm passes. So
it really is learning how to be still.
It is learning how to be still, yes. And it's also, let's go through the misconceptions of, you know, okay, so the thoughts, it doesn't matter how many thoughts you have. It just doesn't. It doesn't matter if you feel like you're falling asleep. I mean, yes, we would like for you to stay aware and stay present. You don't have to sit cross-legged. You don't have to burn candles or incense. Yeah. If you like, and it's not hard. It doesn't require really any special form of concentration other than the fact that it's natural and it's effortless. And if we just can turn in to start with 5 minutes a day, it's also not about experiencing, you know, the other world or mystical happenings, which can happen and do happen for people. It's just about having a great life, just being you. Whatever that you is and however that really unfolds. Okay, so we've gone through what is meditation, why do we meditate, and then the benefits of meditation. These are huge. So the benefits, you know, creating a deep physical rest, dissolving and releasing stress and tension and reducing toxicity in the body. We also can create a better mind-body connection, just in enhancing our own healing capabilities, which really will optimize our health, our killer T cells, our heart health, normalizing blood pressure, lowers cholesterol, improves circulation, digestion, and then we can go into relieving chronic pain. That's a big one for a lot of people, and you know this with the work that you do with chronic pain. It is very debilitating. So we can also look at it reduces allergies and arthritis and insomnia, indigestion. We could go on to a whole list of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sounds pretty good. You know, just starting with some very basics and, you know, sleep problems. And sleep, you know, our country is so sleep deprived. And this is something you hear a lot about people is that I can't sleep or I get to sleep and I wake up. So, you know, it also brings about an increased flow of energy and releases endorphins. And endorphins are our happy hormones. We want those. And it increases our DHEA, our youth hormones. And so reducing some of this mental reactivity gives us the ability to amplify and change some of these unhealthy habits. And there, in turn, will also lower our cortisol and our adrenaline. And that's pretty unique as well. All about going inward and being still and staying present with really what is without really trying to change anything, because we're there to really acknowledge it. So many times, like, for example, I had a student who had a problem with his shoulder at the beginning of the meditation. It was really bothering her. I could see her moving around. And at the end, I said to her, how are you feeling? She said, my pain just went away. Just went away, because often that stress response causes this constriction in our body in many different ways. We could look at that, how it could really impede neurologic pathways, muscular pathways, whatever that may be for you, and mm-hmm. It's a real physical chronic pain that we know of too. So I think there's just so many benefits to it. So we go through that, and then of course we get that increasing that mental clarity is one I think is really important. The neuroplasticity, you know, neuro relating to the nervous system, plasticity relating to, you know, how flexible is that brain. So over time, we have much better control over our emotions. And when we think about emotions, really, what are they? They're energy in motion. That's how I like to think of emotions, energy in motion. So then we can become really more able to remain calm in a tense situation, serene, peaceful, have a more positive outlook on life. When you change your thoughts, it changes the brain. And when you change the brain in that essence, it just makes better decision-making and clarity. And don't we all want more clarity?
Oh, sure, and especially now. I mean, as of the last couple of years. Well, we're going to take a break right now. And before we go to break, I just want to let everybody know that this is actually a call-in show. So you can call in and ask Lisa questions. And the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. Call in, ask Lisa your questions. And when we come back, Lisa, let's talk a little bit more about where to start.
Okay.
What type of a meditation to start with?
Sure.
If you're brand new to meditation. This is Live the Good Life Show. My name is Sabrina Wright, and I'm here with Lisa Wynn-Salvatore. We'll catch you when we get back, okay? Bye.
Feel just
okay.
Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with the Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrKarenMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belz on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Do you feel like you and your significant other have lost their initial spark? Then let Coach Martez and Wadrina guide you to strengthen your love and reignite that spark from the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Understanding love, accepting truth, and changing perspective. For more information, make sure you go to dreambuilderscoaching.net. That is dreambuilderscoaching.net.
Everyone, you're listening to Live the Good Life Show, and I'm your host, Sabrina Wright. We are talking in this first hour about meditation, mindfulness, and manifesting your desires. What's lovely is that Lisa's here to give us a template, an overview of the three keys, some five essentials necessary. So she's going to walk us through that roadmap. She is also giving away a free consultation. Lisa, tell us a little bit about that consultation.
Well, the consultation is really more about the Embody and Embrace program, where I am using powerful intuitive questions to help co-create a customized program to help you cultivate, explore, access, and activate really what your deepest, your heart's yearning really are. So we'll spend an hour together, and we'll take it from there.
Fantastic. So please, if you want to be able to receive one of these consultations, call into the show, leave your name. So the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Leave your name, your phone number, and your email address, okay? So, thank you, Lisa. That's so generous of you to offer.
Happy to do it.
That.
Mm-hmm. And so let's just talk about the three keys to meditation. And you asked the question, really, you know, how do people get, you know, into this? Well, the very first thing is going to be your willingness. The second thing is going to be a non-judgmental approach and a gentle attention. And the third thing is just going to be a focus that you pay a gentle attention to. So that's the three keys to really want to do. The five essentials really is, number one, it's okay to have thoughts. Number two, don't try too hard. Number three, just let go of expectations. Number four is my very favorite, be kind to yourself. Right? Be loving and kind to yourself. Number five is stick with it, and I'm going to actually add in the sixth one, is really keep a beginner's mind. Every time I sit down and meditate, I haven't missed a day in 11 years. Your desires in meditation are really informed by your intention when you sit down. So every time I sit down, it's like it's the first time I'm doing it. If I can just really wipe out any of the thoughts and patterns and expectations. I'm just sitting there allowing. And, of course, the best time to meditate is right when we wake up, and the second time would be what I call happy hour in the afternoon. So the other thing I want to mention, too, about really the way that stress is released through meditation, and there's three ways here. One is movement of the mind. So that's that mental activity. And sometimes after I do certain sessions with people, and that they feel tired, they feel exhausted, it's okay. Wonderful. Rest. That's your body's way of telling you. The body is so intelligent. The second one is movement of emotions. That could be crying, laughter, tears of whatever. It could be joy, could be sadness, could be whatever. So it's just that stress dissolving. And the third thing is movement of the body. And that could be pain, a sensation of warm or cool, or the body. Often when I see people in a class, you know, you'll see it, somebody jerk their body. It's okay. It's all good. So when you get into meditation, again, your desires are just informed by your initial intention when you sit down that day. They flow through you on purpose. They're not accidental. Never accidental. The desires lead you to somewhere or to something, so don't resist them. Just release the attachment and the outcome and just be. Just be still. And be amazed, really. Those aha moments just come to you.
I like that part. Just be still. Just be.
Yeah.
That is so hard in our current culture, in our modern day. Lisa, we've got a couple of callers on the line. Caller number one, 3 Feathers from Seattle. Welcome to Live the Good Life Show. You have a question?
Hi. Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Perfect. Well, I just wanted to call in and connect because you're talking about all my favorite things. And I have just recently been moved and guided to start an online like support group for people that have suffered from narcissistic abuse because there seems to be an enormous, huge, gigantic need for that. And it causes trauma. It's like complex PTSD. Causes trauma in the brain, which causes dysregulation in your thoughts or actions during overwhelm, like a PTSD response, for example, or something not that major, just being overwhelmed with too much data or input. And so I had recently learned that meditation, and I did used to have a regular practice, traveling, so nothing is regular. I learned that meditation heals trauma in the brain. Could you talk about that? Is that part of the neuroplasticity that you were speaking of? Because this is also things I want to share with this group that I'm going to begin. Thank you.
Yes, absolutely. Good question. And you mentioned PTSD, so I'll just give you a little nugget of what we learned long ago, too, is that if you're dealing with somebody with PTSD, first of all, you may not want to have them close their eyes. They can leave their eyes.
Yes, and I suggested that actually during one of our support groups that I'm in, which is leading to me creating another one, is to do the tip of the nose meditation. Is that what you were going to, where you were leading?
Not even. It's whatever is comfortable for them. Also make sure that the door is open, right? There has to be an easy access if somebody feels trapped. Make sure that a door is open or that if you know that particular person may have a struggle, make sure that they're near the door in case they just want to get up and excuse themselves so that, you know, they're in an allowing state, and if they need to move, they can. Okay?
Excellent. Yeah. Well, Regina's online, so we're not going to have to deal with the physical part right now, but that's great for future events. Thank you.
Right, but even if you are online and you might want to suggest that they're in a more comfortable spot, you could do that too. So, yeah, the neuroplasticity is one of my favorite pieces. Again, it's really a training that alters the landscape of the brain. And if you were to look at some of the studies that were in University of Wisconsin, where they often do, I think the Dalai Lama has been there quite a few times, and doing brain mapping, you'll see what even one slow, full, deep breath can do in the relaxation of the brain. Because what happens is that reptilian part of the brain is the brain that keeps us sort of stuck. It's the old, oh, I can't do it. It's the old part. I'm never going to be able to get out of this. And it's very easy for that part of the brain to rear. So I think that over time, again, when I spoke about you'll have a better control over your emotions and be able to really get in touch with a more calm, serene, peaceful self. And that really changes that particular person's outlook on their life.
Mm-hmm.
So the breath is what I always call home. So if there's ever a struggle when you're in meditation that way, you can just always come back to the breath. And again, keeping the eyes open, they can be half-capped. They don't have to be focused really on anything. You want to make sure that the space that you're holding is a space that you're really comfortable, positive space, even if it's on Zoom, because we can do that on Zoom. Thank goodness.
Right. Absolutely.
that makes
great.
Sense.
I have another question too. If you're through.
Sure.
Okay. It has to do with healing of the brain, because as there are, you know, kind of trauma causes holes in the brain and the meditation heals it. I've discovered something else. I'm very body oriented, and I feel things and process things, and I have a moving meditation with the yoga, and I heal in that manner. And so my body kind of moves on its own. And if I intend or think about that I want some, you know, I need help with my brain, my hands will literally start tapping, and almost like, you know, during a PTSD response, I wanted to, like, just tap in one spot on my head, and it reminded me of how some people that are mentally challenged will bang their head on a wall or will completely hit themselves in the head over and over, and my automatic body response from the innate healing system within seemed to be that it was healing the brain on its own as I allowed it to do, mm-hmm. if I allowed it to heal.
Right. Okay, so that was something I just spoke about in terms of the way that sort of stress is responding in the body, which should be that movement of the mind, movement of the emotion, and the movement of the actual body, the pain, the jerks, tapping.
Yeah, well, and how that started for me was actually in mudras many years ago. My hands would move into mudras during meditation, just very slight and simple, and then I would be activating meridians and moving energy and... Yeah.
Right.
So keep going.
So you yourself then are very tapped into even some of the quantum field, and I don't have time to go into that really today, but that's a whole other area too that you're able to access, and that's a beautiful thing.
Sounds like you guys need to have a conversation. and Lisa, how would Three Feathers get in contact with you?
She can go to my Embody and Embrace. .com website. It's all one word, embodyandembrace.com. And there's my contact page. It's right there.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, three callers,
for calling in. We've got caller two, who's patiently been waiting. Rosa, she's from Seattle as well. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Rosa.
Hi. So I'm calling because I'm a 57-year-old woman, pretty healthy, and in the last few months, they have been doing checks on me because my kidneys are not working at 100%. My high blood pressure has upset them. And it's slight damage, but my mother died from going to dialysis, and my uncle also had kidney problems. So I'm concerned. I'm changing my diet, eating less salt. But I don't know what I'm asking for. But do you have anything?
Yeah, I think really what I'm hearing you say is that you want to take a better charge of your life in a preventative manner. Would that be correct?
I would like to deteriorate to the point that I have to go to dialysis. I know what it is. I saw my mother.
Have you had any experience with meditation?
Yeah, I'm taking high blood pressure medication, and also I went to Bastyr University, and I'm taking some naturopath.
I'm sorry. And then have you ever experienced with meditation, not medication?
Oh, sorry. Meditation.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. I do a lot of contemplation, and I spend time quiet.
Okay.
I don't do formal meditation.
Okay. Well, what I could, that would be the first thing I would think about is if you have if that is appealing to you, as I would start with some meditation. And there's something called yoga nidra, which you can go online. There's several people that do it.
Okay.
And you can do that lying down, and I think that's also a really nice way to relax into your healing, because when you are presented with something that's a challenge in your health, you want to be able to approach that in a gentle, open manner. So I would suggest somebody, I'm sure there's some local people where you are that could help you with meditation. There's also some Insight Timers, a wonderful app. There's wonderful teachers on there. And some of them are even specific to things that are going on anatomically in the body and physiologically in the body. So I would recommend that.
Okay. Yoga Nidra. Okay.
Yoga Nidra, N-I-D-R-A. And you can do that lying down. And I think that that's something is telling me that that might be something that might be helpful to you. Does that make sense?
Yes. It makes sense. Yes. Actually, it will be the best way for me to meditate. Yes.
Good.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you,
Rosa. Thanks for calling in. Lisa, how can people get in contact with you?
No, they can just go to my website at bodyandembrace.com, and there's a contact page there, and they can just email me.
Perfect. Thank you so much, callers. If you have questions, our show number is 1-800-930-2819. We're going to go for a break, figure out what your questions are, and meet us back here after the break. Thanks, Lisa.
Been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, me, Yvonne, and the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Champion your life with me, Leanne Champion. First and third Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. That new gym membership might help you get fit, but what about emotional fitness? Jump into the rushing waters of personal growth. Don't waste another minute feeling unfulfilled. Visit championyourlife.com and let's do this together.
Know your own divine magic and extend peace and love to all with Reiki Master and author Brett Pebble. Brett offers empowering solutions with energy healing modalities, magical awakening, and psychic Reiki. Brett's latest book, Healing Racism Within, A Lightworker's Guide, draws on his own journey of growing up in a racist community and healing childhood trauma. For more on the most cutting-edge energy healing techniques, visit BrettPebble.com.
Illuminate your inner framework now with Shelley Hofberg and Stephanie Salt on the show Intuitive Diagnostics on Psychic Horizons. For you to find the keys to your highest path, it is vital that you see what is happening within your inner metric of you and those around you. They'll help you utilize soul architecture so that you can unravel the highest plan of life actualization for you. Manifest your unique life mission now every Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It is time to get inspired to take action in your life. Tune in to Emotional Elevation with me, Susan Denae. We are identifying, understanding, and treating our crazy one episode at a time. We all have crazy in our lives. The thing that sets us apart is how we deal with it. And I've got you covered. Enjoy your journey. You are worth it. Visit SusanDenae.com. That's D-E-N-E-E.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Ah, great music. Benny, you are so good at that.
Why, thank you.
I love that. That would be, I think, my music of choice very faint in the background to meditate to. Benny, what is that?
In fact, that's exactly what it is. I don't have a name for it. It's kind of a generic borrowed meditation song from actually from the network. So I can get
it. Okay.
After.
I like it.
Yeah, it is.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Live the Good Life Show, and I'm your host, Sabrina Wright. And today we're talking with Lisa Wynn-Salvatore. And we're talking about in this hour, because today is a bonus day. We get Lisa for 2 full hours. So this first hour, we're talking about meditation, mindfulness, and ultimately how manifesting your desires happen that way, right?
Yeah.
Lisa, you know, it's funny. In the work that I do and with my clients, initially, they're dealing with chronic pain, and they just want it to go away. So anything short of surgery, and they're all about doing it. And yet what I find the most with clients is they don't have time.
Okay, so let's talk about it. And I don't want to forget, you mentioned something about music, too. Let's talk about I don't have time. I can't tell you how many times that I hear today that I don't have time to meditate. So they may say, I get up at 5 in the morning, and all I say is get up at 4:45, because 15 minutes isn't really going to make that difference, but it's going to make an enormous difference in how the rest of your day goes.
Right.
I get up at 5. I make sure I don't ever miss a meditation. Even when I've been ill, I make sure I get something in that I know is going to benefit my body, my mind, my soul, and that I am nourishing myself with that mindfulness and being kind to myself. So we as humans are really good at making up excuses as to why we can't do something. So the first thing, if you really want to begin to meditate and experience that, is set your alarm, get up a couple minutes earlier. Ideally, we'd like to be able to have the goal of meditating 20 minutes in the morning and then a few minutes in stillness. Very, very important how we come out of meditation very slowly. Same thing for the second time in the afternoon, the happy hour time, is we can get another 20 minutes in. I have guys who I've taught who are Wall Streeters who ride on the train here in and out of New York, and they meditate on the train.
Wow, that seems so hard to imagine.
Right? And I've done it in airports where times where I've had, I'll give you an example, my father's funeral. I flew down and I got stuck in Memphis, and I had 7 flight changes. 7. And every time there was one more flight change, you'd hear all of this angst and people yelling and screaming and carrying on. I just went, whoop, okay, I'm going to go off to that corner over there. And I'm just going to close my eyes and breathe. Nobody knew what I was doing. They probably just thought I was sleeping. So right then and there, I had a choice point. And this is what I like so much about meditation, is that we always have choices. So it was my choice to go and feel calmer. It was a stressful situation. I was coming through some pretty heavy grief. I was just coming through funeral. And I thought, how can I take this opportunity to feel better and to nourish me? And that's exactly what I did each time. And I got on that flight, and it was like, yeah, okay, we're on our way home now.
I think it's key that you said that it's nourishing you as the individual. When you take the time, it's the benefit for yourself. And when we choose to do that, we show up better. We serve better. We're just better for it.
Yes, we are.
5 minutes, 20 minutes, I mean, really.
Hey, start off with 1 minute. Start off with some nice, slow, deep, nourishing, expansive breath. Just one breath can restore the nervous system.
Uh-huh.
Everybody has time. It's a habit. It's like forming habits. So this, when I teach an 8-week course with meditation, which it can teach, you know, over Zoom, you can do it through anything.
Right.
That's one of the things is that we talk about is that 8 weeks really builds a habit, just like brushing your teeth, washing your face, taking your shower, doing whatever you're doing. Meditation becomes a habit. It becomes the most healthy habit you can ever have. So I think that that's pretty important. So, you know, we want to remember those five essentials about it's okay to have thoughts. We don't want to try too hard. We're going to let go of those expectations. We're going to be so kind and loving to ourselves. We're going to stick with it. And we're just going to sit down, like every time it's a beginner's mind, we're just incurring a new experience. It's about the art of allowing without getting into the judgment and what time is it. Just 1 minute. Bless you. A little spring sneeze.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay. So I think that that's pretty important because as we've already spoken about all of the benefits, and we have the spiritual benefits, anything that we do is going to help heighten that optimal health that we're all striving for. We want to feel good. But
it's okay. And I think that right now, focus has become incrementally more intense on well-being and wellness and how that's different than being healthy.
Right.
Now, I know your background has nutrition in it and all aspects of wellness. Just a little bit, if we're starting with the breath and we're starting with giving ourselves the gift of 20 minutes in the morning, what's the next piece to it?
Well, you know, you don't even have to start with 20 minutes. You start with 5 minutes.
Okay.
Start with 5 minutes and then do 5 minutes in the afternoon. And here's the other thing. There's different types of meditations. We can do a walking meditation. We were taught at school, I remember our teacher had us do, a raspberry and a blackberry, and we had to take a couple minutes to chew one piece of fruit. So there's that experiment too. There's many different ways to, or doing something that feels meditative, as the last caller talking about some of the movements she was experiencing, this kind of meditation in movement, which is really what yoga is, right? I mean, it really is that. So it's just a matter of going back to the three keys of the meditation, which is your willingness just to do it, and with a non-judgmental approach. It's something that you're going to pay a gentle attention to, like your breath, you know?
So there's no expectation of a particular outcome.
Never, never an expectation. It's just to sit down and do it. Because in sitting down and doing it, that's when all of these aha moments kind of come. Sometimes they're during meditation. Sometimes they're later on in the day. Sometimes it could be a week from then. The point is that you are developing a really healthy habit. And I think that that's the most important part, because we already know that there's physiologically so many points where meditation is just off the charts of how it can help us in so many different ways. And in particular, too, with one feeling of interconnectedness with the rest of the world, in a world that is very challenged right now. There's so much sadness and so much angst, and there's been so much difficulty these last couple of years, and people losing businesses, and it's been incredibly hard. So this is the time, the most important time, to take that time to step back and go inward. I keep saying that, go inward, because there's no other way out. Got to go in first.
Okay. True. And as I've personally worked with you, what I have found is that when I do that, when I take the time and I am really open, not expecting a specific answer to a specific question, I'm really open, what I realize are some things that I've been held or bound by that really did not authentically resonate with my spirit or who I am or what I believe in.
Right, right. Because when you're in that safe. So I'm going to use that word safe. And is the art of just allowing. You just become the gentle observer of your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're doing. We are just an observation. We're not, but as humans, when I go back into that reptilian brain, we get caught. We get stuck in these belief systems. And this is why mantras, I didn't go heavily into mantras, but there's a whole other component to why mantras can be so incredibly beneficial, because it's a quality, a sound quality or tool that will help interrupt that thought. And again, that's where when you're just sitting down, your desires and meditations really are just informed by your initial intention when you or resolve when you sit down. That's all that really matters. After that, you just let those flow. Again, they're there for a purpose. They're not accidental. And you just allow them to flow through you. It's amazing what can come and go and release and what you can acknowledge as well. And there's where some of these aha moments come in. Because from there, we're really able to make a much more grounded decision. This choice point is really important of where we're going to go from point A to point B. If we're in a constant flutter all the time, if we're in the middle of the eye of that storm, we have to know how to respond to that storm, because the storm is going to come and it's going to pass. But how we react to it is what's really important.
So exactly.
Whirling in that storm and trying to stop it, we can't stop it. But what we can do is engage our brain with that focus and that intention and that feeling of feeling less reactive, where we're in the state of an acceptance, the state of allowing. And I think that's what's really key too. It's just allowing those thoughts and feelings to come up. I think that
sounds simple.
And
I love simple.
Yeah, and it is. And that's just the thing about the misconceptions that we went through, is that it's not hard. It doesn't require, and we don't have to go to the athletic store to buy certain clothes to meditate in. We just don't. We don't need anything fancy. We're not running off to these stores to go get gear. You know, we are just sitting down, and as Sadhguru, one of my favorite mentors, who I've studied with quite a bit, says, just sit down and shut up.
It's that simple.
It really is.
It is that simple.
We make it complicated. Us as humans, we make it more complicated than it needs to be, because it's a natural process. It's effortless. And again, you don't have to sit cross-legged. Just sit with your feet flat on the floor. Or is that the caller Rosa had mentioned, you know, it'd be good for me to lie down. Do a yoga nidra. It's nourishing. If you fall asleep, sleep is still nourishing. Right? We're not going to adjust that. If we're in a sitting meditation, many times, you know, the beginner's not. This is always sleep a lot. And that's okay. It's the body's way of just, you know, alleviating the stress. So don't overcomplicate meditation, because, again, there are so many meditation apps. You did mention music, and I am going to say something about that. I prefer not to have music on when I'm teaching anybody how to meditate, because I want them to tune into them.
Mm-hmm.
Music is great and it's wonderful and it's beautiful and all of that, singing bowls, you know, gongs, everything. But initially, when you really want to sit down and learn meditation, you want to go inward and you don't want the distractions. So we have to turn off our phones. We have to, you know, not pay attention to the dog or the cat nudging us, you know, all these other outside things that are going on. So we have to prepare for that. Make sure that our phones are off. If you're using the timer on your phone, that, you know, that's fine. And people use the meditation apps, which I love. So I think that's the other thing that to pay attention to, is creating the environment for you to do that. So that just means getting up a few minutes earlier, starting with those first couple of minutes. Go find your favorite place in your house. That's what I do. I come out and I go into my living room. My dog comes up to, you know, always to the left of me. He used to, when he was a puppy, when I'd sit cross-legged, he would curl up in my lap. I'd be keep chanting. I would do everything, and he never budged a bit. Because the dogs come to you because they also want the grounding. So that's the fun part, too, is that if you have animals, watch what happens when you sit down and meditate. Watch what happens with your animals.
Because wonderful.
Right? It's an energetic connection. There's an interconnectedness there. So create the environment and set yourself up for success, not failure, not with the mindset of, I can't do this. You keep saying, I can't, you won't. But if you're saying, I can, you do.
True. And that's Lisa, you have been so generous with your time. I also know that you have a gift that you would like to give to someone, that you would like to present to someone. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. The gift, well, there's one that you can actually do that anybody can do, and it's a sleep meditation, because that's the one thing I hear the most about is not being able to sleep. So there's a sleep meditation. I think that is on my other website, if I'm not mistaken. That's on lisawinsalvatore.com.
Okay.
So at the end, and under the meditation section, there's a sleep meditation. So that's one thing. The other gift is the hour-long consultation with me, where we are going to really dive in a little bit, and I'm going to have that particular person, whoever you are, prior to our meeting, write down a very freewheeling, loosey-goosey, unedited email of everything that they either love and that everything they don't like about their life and how they'd like to change it. Unedited.
Perfect.
Once they do that, we can make an appointment, get together, and talk about that, where I can present how I work, what I do with the Embody and Embrace program, and how we together, because remember, I'm just a conduit. I'm a tool to help them. I'm kind of like a tour guide. You know,
sure.
We co-create that customized program so that they can really go to and feel that they can have the ability to transcend and to make these positive changes and shifts in their life that sometimes they're struggling to even realize what it is that they want. And so by asking
them, perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. That would be great. So go to her website, www.embodyandembrace.com.
Mm-hmm.
Find out all about her program. And if you want to be in for the consultation, call into the show, 1-800-930-2819. Leave your name, phone number, and an email address.
Thank you for listening to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright. Tune in on the second Thursday of next month at 11 a.m. Pacific for more tips, tricks, and insights to help you invest in your best self. Find balance in your lifestyle and watch yourself evolve into who you're meant to be. For more information about Sabrina and her services, visit therightbalance.com. That's theright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program, and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Thursday to you. Benny Mathers here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. Well, looks like eastbound, westbound traffic is alternating on Highway 2 at Sophie Road. Looks like we have a collision around milepost number 8. Good thing, though, medical aid, instant response team, tow, and state patrol have all arrived on the scene, and they are taking care of that situation. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's another hour of the Transformation Talk Radio Network and another hour of Sabrina Wright and Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, part 2, Embody and Embrace. Stay tuned.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. The suspect in the New York City subway shooting will undergo a psychiatric evaluation following his first court appearance. 62-year-old Frank James appeared in court with two federal defenders and will be held on a permanent order of detention on terror charges. Federal prosecutors say Tuesday's attack was an act of terror New York City hasn't seen in 20 years. The Biden administration is expected to expand its intelligence sharing with Ukraine to provide more information on Russian activities in the ongoing war. U.S. officials said it's believed Russia is now shifting its focus to concentrate on the eastern and southern parts of Ukraine. One official said the U.S. is sharing timely intelligence with the Ukrainians. A former president of Ukraine says the military assistance being provided by the U.S. to his country is a game changer.
Ukraine needs, for a game changer, just 100 jet fighter, 200 helicopter, 300 tank, and 1,000 armed personnel carrier.
Petro Poroshenko said the assistance coming from other countries is just not an investment in Ukraine, but an investment in world security. When asked what else his country needs, Poroshenko said the top three things are weapons, weapons, and more weapons. He urged other world powers to not trust Putin, but to put their faith into Ukraine and protect the world from Russian aggression. A bill that prohibits most abortions in Florida after 15 weeks was signed Thursday by Governor Ron DeSantis.
We are here today to protect life. We are here today to defend those who can't defend themselves.
The governor calls the new law the most significant protections for life that have been enacted in the state in a generation. The Republican National Committee is withdrawing from the Commission on Presidential Debates, or CPD. The nonpartisan commission has organized debates among presidential nominees since 1988. In a statement, RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel accused the commission of being biased and vowed to find newer, better debate platforms. Former President Trump was very critical of the CPD before the 2020 presidential election. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Rafilli and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to uncover, develop, and celebrate the greatest you can be. Welcome to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, connecting your physical and spiritual self. Sabrina is a holistic health and wellness advocate, consultant, encourager, and therapist, here to help you dive into self-care so you can be your own greatest advocate. Could you use a little direction? Sabrina takes a holistic, multifaceted approach. No part of your well-being is left behind. We all want to feel healthy, happy, and whole. So let's get to it. The Live the Good Life Show starts now.
Hey, welcome to Live the Good Life Show. I'm your host, Sabrina Wright, and today is an amazing day. It's a bonus day. My guest today is Lisa Winsalvatore, and this is part two. So you can catch it on the replay. Our first part was talking about meditation, mindfulness, and manifesting your heart's desires, how to do that, where to get started. And today at this hour, we're talking about her new program, Embody and Embrace. If you're not familiar with Lisa, this is her second appearance here on the Good Life Show. You know, I looked it up. You were here a little under March of last year.
Yeah, it's third time.
So it's kind of like, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is our third time talking. It's just fabulous. I'm so excited.
Always an honor.
If you didn't make the first hour, let me tell you a little bit about Lisa. She's nationally licensed and certified in the field of alternative wellness and management. I find that fascinating because I, too, am all about the wellness and well-being of individuals. She's an alternative wellness advocate, meditation mentor, and a life coach. She's done so much. And in her work, she fuses formal studies of nutrition and allied health sciences with energy healing, with applied kinesiology and somatic release, and so much more. She also is passionate about helping the animal world and is the wellness advocate for Wildlife SOS, which is a conservation nonprofit in India. and she works with elephants, which I find amazing and fascinating. And on your website, you have some really incredible photos of you and some of the elephants. And there's my favorite is the one where you and an elephant are walking down a trail, and it actually looks like you guys are having a conversation because your hand is on the animal, and you're looking at the animal. And it's almost as if the animal, you know, just tells you just a little bit, and it's listening. It's my favorite.
I actually was having a conversation with Pukali. Yeah. That was probably one of the most special days of my life, was being fortunate enough to really take an elephant for a walk. Mm-hmm. I took my dog for a walk, but I took Maya and Pukali, two of our elephants, for a long walk on the conservation, and it was a very special, special moment. So that.
Oh, my gosh. And that's my favorite photo. That really is. You've been gracious and kind, posting all kinds of photos of your travels over the last couple of years, and even pulling up some of your past photos of the times that you've been in India. Really, a different kind of beauty and breathtaking countryside.
It's spectacular, just spectacular. I love the people, and I love the flowers.
Well, I want to thank you for being here today. And in this hour, we're going to be talking about your new program called Embody and Embrace. So this is a program that you're using intuitive questions. And the power that comes from those questions allows you to collaborate and, like, co-create, right, with your clients. A customized program to help them cultivate, explore, and access, as well as activate. That, I think, is key, as well as activate it. You can identify it, you can put a plan together, but then to activate it and take action on their deepest hearts, desires, and yearnings is fantastic. So, where do we start? I mean, we're so trapped.
You're never trapped. I think the best place to start really is, it was born out of, first of all, thank you, too, for having me on. I was love mm-hmm. talking to you. And these conversations are always so meaningful to me. And how I learned, you know, all of these things, because I couldn't do what I'm doing now if I didn't have some of the fabulous mentors and colleagues along the way, because again, here is that beautiful being of the interconnectedness with us all. And I think Embody and Embrace is really born out of all of my 40 plus years of being in this alternative field. So it was one thing for me to teach people about meditation, but it's very hard also for many people to keep a commitment. So I had to think that there was definitely other ways in all my years of body work and, you know, the applied kinesiology, somatic release, to get people to shift their consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to do that, the first thing, and I say this on my website somewhere, I think on the first page, where we talk about, again, going inward is the only way out. How are we going to discover these important things about ourselves if we don't take the time to get still, to sit down, whether we're writing pros and cons on paper, whatever it is that you want, or maybe you already have a fantastic idea and you just don't know how to navigate it. And I think that's where, you know, me being a tour, like I said, I'm kind of like the tour guide, you know. You might go up a really steep cliff, you might go down a funny hill. You know, we might go down by the beach. It might be peaceful and serene, and it may be a little bumpy. But along those ways, when you go dark is where I shine the light. And I think it's one of the things I love most doing is being able to, how can I serve and how can I help this person achieve their desires? And I'm a little careful with the word goals always, because sometimes I got this goal, and then you set yourself up for, oh, I didn't make that one. Or I got this goal, now what? What's next? It's really more about passion and desire. What mm-hmm. is it that you really desire? What is it that you are really yearning for. And when we do that, the first thing we do is really talk about liberating yourself from these outdated stories and limiting beliefs. So let's just talk about that for a moment.
Okay.
How many times do we get in our own way because we have this belief? Do we know it to be true? Maybe not. But we have it all fixed in our head. We have the movie going. We've created it all. And we're just sure about certain things when sometimes we're really not, and it's very outdated. And it's also very limiting. So we have to kind of watch that limiting belief system. The second thing is, how are we going to harness and enliven the creative forces that are really yearning to emerge in you? Now, sometimes emergence comes from many different pathways. Sometimes it can come from emergence from an emergency of something tragic that's happened in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can be from many other things, again, just from desire. So we have to really figure out, we're going to harness and enliven those creative forces that are really yearning to emerge in you. The third thing we're going to do is really make positive changes that align with your authentic destiny. It's another really important piece.
Well, and who's to determine? Is that part of the process?
Part of the process is that when we collaborate together, you know, remember, I'm the guide, I'm the tool. You're going to be doing the work. I'm going to be collaborating with you. So you're not alone. We're holding space with one another to help iron all of these things out and finding out the best tools we can use, how we're going to navigate them, how we're going to execute them. And then once that happens, then we can really get in there and amplify the call that excites your spirit. And after that, we can write a script for a new life that takes up residence in your soul, and then this is where you really embody and embrace your luminous life, whatever that may be. So there are many different tools that we can use. And the first thing I always do, as I mentioned, is have people just write down that freewheeling, unedited, loosey-goosey email to me about everything that they love about their life, things that they don't like about their life, what they would like to change in their life, what they see for themselves, what their desires are.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a ramble. I don't need it to be perfect. Because once I read through those things, it's very, I'm going to use the word obvious for me sometimes, because I'm on the outside looking in, what that person may need. And, you know, how are we going to do that? Well, it can come from many different pathways. We're going to do it through a lot of conversation, a lot of weekly checking in for an hour to an hour and 15 minutes, you know, conversation, to, you know, some light homework for them. And in between those times, there's many times where I will find something like an article and say, oh, you know what, that would be great for Sabrina. I'm going to send that to her. That will really resonate with her. So I'm always kind of behind the scenes, too, thinking about how I'm going to assist you get to where you want to go for those deep and those profound transformations. Now, we can also do that with journaling. We can do it with having the person get some watercolors and paint. We can have it with movement and dance, or even some of the somatic release work that I do and the applied kinesiology about, you know, the subconscious doesn't lie. So how are we going to also help them clear some of those blocks? That's another piece that comes into it, the applied kinesiology, which can be done virtually too. And that's really an energetic component that I like to implement into the program. So there's many, many different tools. And then we're going to start building on all of those so that you're really clear about what it is that you want to do and what are those changes. And what's really interesting, Sabrina, is many times, you know, along the way, we'll start with one thing. Like, for example, I worked with someone who went through cancer. And mm-hmm. the importance there was all about the nutrition.
Uh-huh.
Because this person didn't have such a great diet. So we had
okay.
to recognize, uh-oh, you know what, we're going through chemotherapy because I have a background as a nutritional and health counselor. Let's get them to make sure that they're eating some high-fat food, some organic food, you know. Let's be careful about the rest. Let's be careful about the hydration. What are we going to do? So there's a nutritional component, right?
Uh-huh.
There's a meditative component. There's the let's getting still, which we just talked about in the last hour, which is one of the best ways to really get down and get still. It's not just that whole body concept, and I know that's kind of cliche. You know, we've talked about that, you know, the mind-body connection, but it really is just that, and it becomes very simple. You know, how are they, what are they doing to nourish themselves, not just with food, but with their activity? What is their sleep like? What is their, are their relationships like? And very often, I love to use the good old wheel of life, because mm-hmm. when we take something and we make it visual, I'm a very visual person,
mm-hmm.
and we ask on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you in this part of the pie, in particularly in your vocation or your avocation, again, the nutrition, the interconnectedness of your relationships with people, all of that on a 1 to 10, sometimes we surprise ourselves and kind of say, wow, I'm a 5 there. Hmm. There we can begin. That's what
sure. And when I use the wheel as well, many times the client is really surprised at where they are. And it's like, well, I had no idea. And it's like, well, okay, let's take a look at where are you spending your time, how purposeful are you, and what are the choices that you've been making. And a lot of times the conversation moves to, well, I'm focusing on this goal. And it's like, I get it. This is where you want to be. However, all this other helps you get there quicker, better, and more energetically, and you're not just trudging along.
And often, you know, that's a really good point. The ancillary stuff, which it really is just stuff on the outside, it isn't really important, is also getting in our way. And it's blocking our energy. It's blocking our capabilities. And we're all very capable.
So mm-hmm.
some of the things I like to go back to, too, is what did you love to do when you were a kid? Yeah?
Gee.
Let's bring in that playfulness. Where did that playfulness go? Because we all got so serious in everything that we were doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Serious. There must be that balance. And there must be that, you know, the yin and the yang. There has to be all that balance of how are we serving mm-hmm. and maybe we need to volunteer to do something. Go do something that scares you. Try something different.
Sure.
So, yeah, sure. I so agree with you. That wheel of life is so important because, again, it's just a great visual tool to help you identify and the person identify what it is that they would like to shift in their life.
Lisa, we're going to have to go for a break. For you listeners, this is a call-in show. If you have a question for Lisa, call into 1-800-930-2819 and ask her your question. And when we come back from the break, Lisa, I'm curious as to what motivated you to transition from coaching and to mentoring to really becoming more of this kind of a guide through life. So when we come back.
Are you ready to expand and move forward and create the love in your life that you truly desire and deserve? Specializing in consensually non-monogamous and polyamorous relationships, Elizabeth Cunningham works with all people who want to expand and grow the love they have in their lives. Contact Elizabeth for more information on love coaching and applying for her online course, Love Deeper, at ElizabethCunningham.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
To awaken your magic within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
In a roundabout of dysfunction, stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dreams that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Live the Good Life Show, and I'm your host, Sabrina Wright. Excuse me. I have some pollen issues.
I do, too.
It's great here in the Pacific Northwest. I'm here with my guest, Lisa Wynn Salvatore.
Yeah.
And today we're talking, this is the second hour, and we're talking specifically about her new program, Embody and Embrace. And this is a call-in show. So if you have a question for Lisa, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Please call in, ask her about the new program, ask her about something that you may be struggling with, and see if she's got some suggestions on where to start. Lisa, how do people get in touch with you?
Yeah, if they just go to the embodyandembrace.com website, there's a contact page, and they can just email me and all this.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Yeah. And then?
And then we can just schedule a little call or engage with
okay. Perfect.
Inquire about.
Mm-hmm. Outstanding. So I'm wondering a number of different things. I have a lot of different questions, but what motivated you to take this transition for yourself and your practice and the work that you do?
Okay. In terms of me formulating the Embody and Embrace?
Yeah, and transitioning to coaching and mentoring.
Okay. Yeah, I spent a number of years in the older part of my business was really all about beauty on the outside, you know, as an esthetician. and a formulator, or I'm using all organic, everything that's making everybody beautiful and skin look beautiful. But as I began to go deeper and then into the massage therapy and nutrition and all the other studies that I did, I'm certified and licensed in, I began to notice that there was a common thread in the pattern and things that intuitively, psychically, in a sense that I would pick up off on people.
Uh-huh.
And knew that there was a better avenue and that I would be better serving them on a deeper level. So what I did was put a culmination of all my years together and thought about, well, what is it that I want to embody and embrace? What is it that I desire? Where are my own strengths? Where are my own weaknesses? And allowed me to explore them and then come up with, well, I really want to help people embody what it is, who it is that they are. And sometimes we don't know who we are, really. So let me help you with that. Because as the outsider looking in, again, if you go dark, that's where I shine the light. And it's very easy for me to tap into that with people with all of the different types of tools and powerful intuitive types of questions and tools that I use to help them get there. So I had to do that myself. It was a really great experience. I had fabulous mentors, and you know, I think it's great. Everybody has a coach. Every athlete has a coach. So I put it all together in life coaching because I knew that I could address a round number of people of issues.
Uh-huh.
From nutrition to diet and lifestyle, and that's how it was really born out of becoming a life coach, and then of course studying coaching and really helping people on a different level and being a certified healthcare practitioner as well. So I think it's a matter of, you know, us as practitioners, me as a practitioner, have to really be very grounded, clear, focused. I'm always very excited about the work I can do, and it's my greatest passion in life is helping others. And I've always known this as a very, very young woman, that my life is about service. So I'm very clear about that. So in doing all of that and the meditation, I put everything together into this type of program, and it's been really successful and very fun and so wonderful to see all of these transitions that people are able to make. And then I have the great honor of having developing wonderful relationships with people. I'm a people,
right? Yeah.
I'm a people person. I love people. So that's how it really came about for me, were some of my own trials and tribulations and how was I moving through them and what did I do to move through them? And the first step was going inward and the first step was meditation. And I think that was one of the most powerful tools for me.
Okay. Oh, that's great. So who is the audience that you're trying to reach specifically with this particular program?
Well, anyone and everyone that wants to make a change in their life. And that change could be from their job, their avocation, I've had people who have divorces, you know, real life issues, health issues,
uh-huh.
confidence building, I mean, anything. It could be any one of those number of things. And again, the only way I really could do it is if I got all that assistance that I did from a very young age on. You know, I think one of the inspirations for me, too, was I also lost my mom when I was a young woman. I was 26 years old. Thank you. But it was a great gift. And my mom was terrific in being able to give me that gift in a very graceful, peaceful ending into an absolute, unequivocal knowing of what I was meant to do. And that
wow.
And that was helping people. And right after that, I was back in 1983 was aesthetics. I think 1989, I believe, was my massage therapy license in New York. And so I helped and worked with some AIDS patients and cancer patients. And, you know, you come to things in your life for a reason and a season, right? Just mm-hmm. like in that of your life for a reason and a season that happens. And so that's how it was all born out of. And I felt very capable and confident in knowing. And again, it's an unequivocal knowing. And this is one of the things I use to in this program is marrying the feelings with the thought of what you want to do. How are we going to get there? How are we going to, you know, are we going to dance and move through that? Are we going to do this mm-hmm. through feeling? Are we going to do this through painting? Are we going to do this through sitting in stillness and really marrying, getting excited about what it is that you want to do and feeling the excitement? Right. Mm-hmm. One of the greatest books, I think you and I spoke about this, that I love is a little exercise, The Power of 369, developed mm-hmm. by Serbian engineer Nikola Tesla, where you're using the numbers 3, 6, and 9 and writing down the things that are most important to you 3 times in the morning, 3 times in the day, and 3 times, 6 times, and then 9 times. So I think that there are so many tools. If we could just stop, slow down, take a breath, and recognize that what we put our attention on grows. Now, having said that, we have to be really careful because if we keep putting our attention on negative things, we're going to breed more negative. But if we rest our attention on positive things and excitement and marry those feelings and figure out a way, whether it's the somatic release or the applied kinesiology, really finding out where are those subconscious belief systems and why do we keep repeating these patterns? Is it fear? Nothing to fear, but fear itself. So again, we have to, it's about a challenge as well. And I'm a seeker. I'm a big seeker. I'm always seeking. So that's really how I work with people too.
Oh, yeah. It's all about the questions. Oh, we have a caller. Caller from California. Hello, Lisa. Thank you for calling in. What's your question?
Well, hello, ladies. I have been glued to my laptop watching and listening to the two of you, so thank you. And what it's a comment, but then it's also a question. So my comment is I just want to reiterate to people that I was one of those people that Sabrina and Lisa have been talking about that thought, meditation, I don't know, and I let all those things. Just go on lisawinsalvatore.com and listen to the sleep meditation just to start. Because it is so impactful and so powerful that you will see just in that, 15, I think it's 15 minutes maybe, Lisa, right?
Yes, it's about 15 minutes.
The power of just finding stillness before you go to sleep. So
thank
do
you.
That. I love that you are coming from such a place of experience. And you've done all this yourself and you have all these unbelievable resources and tools to help every individual because we're all different. I'm different from you, Lisa. Lisa's different from Sabrina. We're all different, right? And we all have different mm-hmm. needs. And I would love to, because I think you need to experience something, like I think that's the best way to know that you can meditate or know that you can be healthier is by actually feeling healthier and doing things to be healthier, right? So yes. For people that I know a little bit more about your embodied embrace, but for people, what does that look like? I think people are so, when you started talking about meditation, it does not have to be crisscross applesauce. It does not have, when somebody can visualize what it's going to be, I think that fear and that kind of hesitation to do something diminishes. So if somebody were to say, I think you're fabulous. I think you're wonderful. I think you could really make a difference, help me make a difference in my life. What would that look like? What does your embody and embrace look like to somebody? Like, I know you said there's weekly conversations, but could you kind of even define it even more so that the listeners would know exactly what it entails?
Sure. Thank you, Lisa.
I know it's an individual thing.
I think, again, it's going to start with that rambling email that I'm looking so forward to. So once we put the consciousness from our thought to paper, things begin to change because we are in an alignment with change. So how the program works, it could be a 3-month program. It could be a 6-month program. I've even worked with people, I'm still working with some that's been over a year. So there'll be weekly meetings. We will sit down together over Zoom or in person if you're here on the East Coast, if you're in Connecticut, or if you're nearby. Some people come from New York. They'll come from kind of all over. And we'll sit together. And really, it depends on what it is that you're trying to accomplish. But I am going to put you through some of the applied kinesiology work that I do to find out about where are those subconscious beliefs and blocks in you. We're going to clear those blocks. We're going to work on those. We're going to also put you through some somatic release work to see about what's in there that needs to come out, what's emerging. And it may be a lot of emotion. So it's a work in progress, and it's work for the other person. And I don't make any promises because we're co-collaborating together. I'm not leaving you hanging out there to try and do everything by yourself. So I'm always holding the space in between the appointments for you and also always open for questions. Or if something comes up that's an emergency, I'm always available for, you know, a 15-minute call. I don't ever want to leave anybody hanging. This has to come from a very loving, compassionate space for me. So that's how the program will really work. What unfolds from there will depend on really what your desires are. And we'll do that together. So it's really, it's a coaching, which sounds, again, very cliche, and mentoring. There's something, life coach, well, you know, it's really about whatever it is that you need or that you're struggling with. And that's where I can come in and really help identify those and help redirect that type of thought pattern and behavior and then really get you excited about marrying those feelings together. And these are all tools and techniques that are somewhat, you know, meditation is one of them, and everything else that I just mentioned could be journaling, it could be painting, it could be getting up and dancing, it could be all sorts of things, but we're going to have fun doing it, and I'm going to be there with you every step of the way. When you go dark, I shine the flashlight. If you have something that is really joyous that you want to share, I'm there to practice that mudita, which is just doing that, of practice the art of compassion and being happy for someone for what they've accomplished. Because I think this is where we all struggle, is that so many of us are alone in our lives and we really don't have that support system. So it's a very strong support system. And that in and of itself, I think, is one of the greatest things. You know, I don't ever, ever like to knock psychotherapy because it has its very deep benefits, clearly. But when somebody asks me, and many times people ask me, what's the difference between what you do and the psychotherapist? I say, well, very often psychotherapy, too, can be things that are stemming from our past, right? I like to help you create the future. So
big difference.
Big difference. And it's all wonderful, whatever tool is going to work for you, but I don't want people sitting there, and I know, I did this myself many, many years ago when I think it was after my mom died, and I was with a grief counselor. And finally, one day, we both looked at one another and said, you know, I don't really need you anymore.
Oh.
I've got bigger fish to fry. And she said, you know what? You're absolutely right. But I could have stood there and just kept going and kept going, but I didn't. But it was a useful tool, but I had to learn how to move beyond that.
Uh-huh.
I think that we have so much potential that we use so little of. With the human brain, that people are just think that they can't. You can, and that's where I come in, and that's my greatest joy and my greatest pleasure in the work that I do. Does that answer your question, Lisa?
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I think that really paints a very clear picture of what it looks like, and I absolutely love that you are honest and say it's going to be hard work, but you know. Usually the hardest things are the things that are the most worthwhile, but then it's fun. And you talk about how it's going to be fun and that you're going to be with your person, whoever that is, every step of the way. And that in itself is enough for somebody to say, yeah, sign me up for Embracing the Body. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Thanks for asking. It was a great question. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, Lisa. We appreciate you. And we're going to take a break right now. You're listening to Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright, and today's guest is Lisa Wynn-Salvatore, and we're talking Embody and Embrace. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about what that process looks like, feels like, and how it unfolds after this break.
Limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune in to Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you, so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Green Bearfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Kareen and her services as holistic heart-centered counselor, visit KareenBearfield.com.
Mac, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Velara company. I've been using the Velara company equipment, the air machine, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can go to MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Sabrina Wright, and you're here with Live the Good Life Show. If you want to connect with me, or you have questions for myself, you can go to my website, theright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com. Drop a message. There's my phone number as well, 360-624-1585. Send me a text. Happy to connect you with other tools and resources. Lisa, how do people get in contact with you? Because Embody and Embrace, I think, the majority of people need to experience this on all different kinds of levels, kind of superficial or top layer, but also really deep levels. It's a really powerful program. How do they get in touch with you?
Sure. They can just go to all one word, embodyandembrace.com, and go to the contact page and email me, and I will promptly email you back.
Perfect. If you're looking to really connect with Lisa either that way, or I think you're giving away, correct me, you're giving away a complimentary session, 1 hour session.
Yes, exactly.
You can, You can call into the show at 1-800-930-2819. Leave your name, email address, and your phone number, and Lisa will be in contact with you. I want to thank the caller, Lisa from California. Thank you so much for calling in with that question. That's really great. This is kind of a follow-up to what Lisa asked, and that is, we understand kind of an overview of what the experience is like and what someone can imagine happening. However, many people may not understand what applied kinesiology is or have been exposed to somatic work.
Okay.
Could you just explain that a little bit?
Sure.
Because it's more than just talking.
It is. It is. Okay, so we'll start with the applied kinesiology, which is really just a tool to really determine what is strengthening the body, what is weakening the body. Now, some people, because we're on camera, I can show sometimes when you are at a chiropractic visit or if you're with an osteopath where you have your arm out and he will check something to see if, oop, that weakened you, or you're good with that, okay? Very simple method of testing how the body is perceiving and reacting to that on a physiologic, psychologic, embodied type of level.
Okay.
First thing. Now, with me, because I can work with people all over the world, I had somebody in the UK the other day, and what I do is use your body as a standing fulcrum, and you'll be standing up preferably north because just the polarity works better. I'm going to ask you a question, like could be any number of things. I go through a healing 101. How do you know, I know how to receive and accept a human. And the body is either going to go forward for yes, backward for no. If it's a no, I'm already connected with that person. I've already asked for your permission to connect. I go in, I kind of go up into the ethers, if you will, come back down so we're connected. It's an energetic type of focus. And I will either, this is where marrying the feelings really helps when you're doing work.
Uh-huh.
If it's something that needs to be cleared out of somebody's body, I will use what I call my vacuum technique. If it's something that I want to manifest in the body, I see that person in the most joyful manner and whatever it is that they're really seeking as if it's already happened. So it's a visualization.
Okay.
And that happens, and I think you've experienced this with me, where we cleared something, and boom, boom, all of a sudden, there it is. We cleared it. So that's one piece of it. Using your body as the standing fulcrum to see where those subconscious beliefs are with a yes or a no, okay? The second part of that is me getting you into what we call somatic release. And that is just a way to a unique, well, it could be hands-on. Some people do hands-on somatic release. I don't, because very often a lot of my work is done through Zoom, especially now, that can relieve in emotional pain, excess tension, calms the body too as well, because we're kind of putting you through some, it's really an opportunity to provide some relaxation because I'm putting you through a pretty rigorous method or motion. Like I'm looking at you to see what I see, to feel what I feel, to look at those holes. So it may be something like, let's see what do you want more of in your life? And many people always say money. So this is what I'll see. I'll ask them to scoop. And you start to see them scoop, and they're doing this. And they're throwing the money all over the place. So once you really get them focused and they begin to realize that, uh-oh, I'm not really bringing that money in here. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So you can see the holes kind of in their aura per se. You can also get them a little bit more balanced on having them put their hands on the chakra system, our great Ayurvedic system, which hopefully if we're in balance, then the chakras are always in alignment. When they're not, when they're out of balance, we feel it. So sometimes putting your hand on the chakra system too as well, we go up to each one, starting with the root chakra, ending with the crown chakra to see how they're feeling, after that. And many times people will say something like, ooh, I felt something, my throat feels stuck. The ability, what am I not saying to people? You know, why am I not able to say something to somebody? That sort of thing. So there's many different ways we can do it, and that's the first part of the but it's very powerful work. The work that it was born out of Awakening Dynamics, Grant Michael Phillips, but then I put my own years of all my spin on it too, as we all do. Every time we learn somebody's technique, we can put our own spin on that too as well. And I can have them do all different types of movements just to see where are they holding that restrictive pattern in their body. What's not serving them? And there's often very times a big emotional release, a lot of tears, and that's what we want. Mm-hmm. On my website, you'll read a story of a young lady I helped with pregnancy. And she is now almost 6 months pregnant. She has lost several babies, and she tells the story on the website. And it was simply because there was so much fear of loss. Mm-hmm. I always say nothing to fear but fear itself. But once we kind of worked with her, supported her, cleared her, and she came to her own decision at that time that it was okay if she really didn't get pregnant right away. And it was meant to happen. Yeah, I kept saying to her, after all the IVF treatments are done, that's when you're going to get pregnant. And lo and behold, that's what happened. Now, she did that. I'm just a tool helping her. But it's enlivening those person's energies and working with them on that. And that's kind of hard to explain because it's so individual. I have to kind of go on case-by-case basis with that. But that's how I work with a very deep, keen type of intuition. Does that make sense?
It's very clearly explained. Thank you. And I just want to add to this my practical experience. What I found in my session with you, I thought I was really connected to my body. And I thought I pretty much had a handle on most things. Of course, you had asked the question about traumas in my life, and two immediately popped up, where I initially was thinking, well, I haven't had trauma, you know? I mean, life is full of challenges and tests, right? Well, we worked through one of the traumas, and what I realized was that, and you helped me see this, that it was stored cellularly, not... which is unique,
right.
Cellularly.
Correct. So we have a cellular, we have a trauma, we have a shock in those three areas, and where was it holding? Beautiful, and you did beautiful work with that. That's the beauty of it. Because
it's so individual,
yes.
Which is really profound, really profound. And I think the exercise, the somatic release of taking everything off was more rigorous than I had anticipated. So there is some activity involved. It's really amazing work. I recommend it for everyone, especially if you're that person that is so goal-oriented and so focused and so in your head.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just can't understand or explain why things are happening. This helps you kind of disconnect and reconnect to yourself. So, this bonus two-hour day zipped right by. Lisa Wendt Salvatore, thank you so much for your time today and your generous nature and spirit. I adore you and your servant's heart that you have, not only for the community, but for the world. Get in touch with Lisa at her website, www.embodyandembrace.com. Reach out to her. Take a look through the website. You're going to be amazed and astounded at the type of work and what you can experience.
Thank you.
Yeah, this is perfect. I want to thank the transformation team. I want to thank Dr. Pat and the Dr. Pat Show for their support and their encouragement and the platform that they've provided here for us to share with you. And my name is Sabrina Ryan, and this is Live the Good Life Show. If you want to connect with me, it's at the right, WRIGHTBalance.com, or text, send me a text at 360-624-1585. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
And Sabrina, I want to thank you for your shining light, your willingness, and to really be vulnerable. And that's what it's all about. And you did just that, and you did beautiful work. And I love talking with you. I was so happy to be here today, and I can't wait for more sharing.
And absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. Have a spectacular day, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Live the Good Life Show with Sabrina Wright. Tune in on the second Thursday of next month at 11 a.m. Pacific for more tips, tricks, and insights to help you invest in your best self. Find balance in your lifestyle and watch yourself evolve into who you're meant to be. For more information about Sabrina and her services, visit therightbalance.com. That's the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.